This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a special guest today. His name is Paul Hulbert. He's a retired Army veteran who enjoys conveying his experiences and imagination in works of adventure and fiction. He and his wife currently reside in Northern Virginia, where he works for a federal agency and serves as an adjunct professor for a local college. We're going to be talking about his new book, Term Limits, and his first book, Danger Down Under, today. Welcome to the show, Paul. How are you today?
Thank you, Mari. I'm doing pretty well, and I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be here with you, and I look forward to talking to your listeners as well.
Awesome. Well, it's totally my pleasure, and let's talk a little bit about how you came to do what you currently do, Paul.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, as part of my story, I got to where I am, especially my military career, more out of curiosity. My father was killed when I was 5, and he was in the Army. And as I grew up, I started becoming more curious about the military and what it was about. So I ended up joining the Army in 1981 just to see how it was, how I'd like it. And almost 22 years later, I finally got out.
Wow.
It took a while for me to make up my mind, but 22 years was a long time in coming. But while I was in the military, I wrote my first book, Danger Down Under. I finally had an opportunity about halfway through my career to get an assignment as an instructor where I didn't spend a lot of time deployed or in on field exercises. And I looked at that as a perfect opportunity for me to go back to college. So I was able to finish my undergraduate degree and go to graduate school. And it was during the time where I was doing all that writing in graduate school, and some of your listeners may remember that, how exciting it was to write a thesis and all of those types of things in graduate school, that I found out that I had a knack for writing, and several of my professors told me as well, you know, you ought to think about doing some scholastic writing. So I did. I actually started dabbling with fiction, and that's how I wrote Danger Down Under.
Wow. So why are you so passionate about writing stories of fiction and adventure? And, of course, it takes a lot of imagination to do this. Why has this become your passion?
I found that I enjoyed writing fiction because it provided an outlet to share some of my experiences and knowledge, but do it in a believable way. I mean, you can imagine all those years in the military, I had gone through quite a bit. I had experienced a lot of different situations, been to a lot of places, and I wanted a way to write and convey that and share the things that I had seen and done and put them in stories through other characters. I also found that the creative aspect of writing helped ease the effects of my PTSD that I was diagnosed with after my military service. And I found myself struggling in a number of ways because of it. My wife finally encouraged me to go and open up about it. And after I was diagnosed, one of the things that my doctor told me was, well, you've been writing, you need to continue doing that as an outlet. So that's what I've continued to do. And my passion is actually, again, like you said, works of fiction and adventure. And I just enjoy conveying experiences that way.
So it's very helpful. So in what way is this helpful for your PTSD?
I found that after I went back to writing again, some of the symptoms that I had from it, some of the depression, you know, I would occasionally find myself, as you said in the introduction, I work for a federal agency. I would occasionally find myself in my office staring blankly into space. I would have episodes where I would just have tears come out my eyes. And, you know, it was those types of things. I would still have occasional dreams at night. And after my wife encouraged me to go get some help, and after I picked up my pen again and started writing again, I started realizing that writing some of those things, that it just helped pull a lot of that out of me. And some of the symptoms actually dissipated. The episodes that I was having became less frequent. And it just started slowly getting better.
That's wonderful. I know that I'm a writer myself, and I know that writing does help you heal from things, heal from trauma, heal from grief, heal from pain. And I guess it works to, you know, the same way with the PTSD. That's wonderful. And that's something that maybe should be talked about more, you know, for veterans. So that's great. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of role authenticity plays for you in all of this, Paul.
Well, I actually see myself as a pretty level-headed, common sense kind of guy, although my wife may argue with that point at times. But to be honest with you, you know, I see our modern entertainment, I mean TV commercials, that convey everything in such a fake, perfect light. You have women on commercials that weigh 110 pounds telling you you can look like them in 10 days and lose weight. We have commercials that tell you you can look 20 years younger by, you know, using some kind of cream. And then I see the movies that we have today, and, you know, I understand fiction is fiction because I write it, but, you know, the fiction that's coming out of our entertainment industry anymore is, first of all, becoming beyond the realm of fiction and more into science fantasy. When you have buses jumping 100-foot chasms, you know, you just have all kinds of unrealistic things going on in our entertainment. And I realize that that's entertainment, but I look at it and say, you know what? Authenticity to me in my writing is very important. Just like when I wrote Danger Down Under, now I used a lot of my knowledge from my military days in that book, but things that I was not familiar with, I actually researched to ensure that what I was putting in my book and writing in my book was authentic, was true. My characters, I try to have them behave as you would expect someone to behave in those situations. So to me, authenticity, not only in my own life, but in my writing, even though there are works of fiction, is important to me because I think we've really gotten away from that in a lot of the entertainment that we see today. And I really like to write my books from that perspective to make fiction at least somewhat believable again.
Yes, I agree with you. And I'd like for fiction or even movies to be believable. I do the same thing. We go to the movies and I'm like, well, that's not possible. And my boyfriend will say, well, it's a movie. I said, yeah, but I have to be able to believe it at some point. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of nonsense. So I totally agree with you at that point. So, Paul,
well, you sound.
Message? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, you sound exactly like me when I see a movie on TV. And I will tell my wife that, and I will say, you know what? That's just crazy. That's nonsense. And she'll say the same thing. She'll go, well, honey, that's a movie. I said, yeah, but come on, this is getting to be a bit too much. So that sounds very familiar.
I guess we think the same way. My brain, even though I'm a woman, my brain is very analytical, and I like for things to make sense. And so I'm like, okay, I just let it go because it doesn't make sense. So Paul, what is the main message you want to bring to the public? What's your main message?
I think my main message is, well, I think it's two things. There are a lot of us, and when I say us, there are veterans out there who are dealing with all kinds of issues. You know, you hear the horror stories about people in the military who later go off the deep end and do things that are just completely inappropriate. And unfortunately, you know, we know that that happens. But what I'd like to convey in terms of that is there are still a lot of us out there who are dealing with this in our own way and are able to manage it. And we're finding different outlets to deal with it. And it's in mine just happens to be in my writing. It kind of brings back something my boss told me. And I've got a very good boss at work. She's wonderful. My employer has supported me 100% with what I'm dealing with. And of course, but when I was diagnosed with PTSD, I had to go in to my boss and I had to sit down and explain to her. I actually took the diagnosis from the doctor in so that she could see it. She was really, really good. And she told me, she said, look, anything that you need to do, you just let me know. We'll support you. And it was so funny that she's kind of like me. We both have pretty good senses of humor. And at the end of our conversation, you know, she's familiar, too, with a lot of those stories you hear about veterans that can't cope with it and end up doing things that normally would be outside the realm of how they would normally conduct themselves. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she goes, you know, I've really enjoyed you working here. She said, but I just want to say, remember, she said, if you ever come into the office one day and you have that feeling where you want to go crazy, she said, just remember that I'm your boss and you really like me. And, you know, we both had a good laugh about that. And, of course, you know, I told her, I said, well, you know, according to my doctor, I'm not really in that category. And she laughed. She goes, yeah, I know. She said, I just want you to remember, though, okay? So, you know, as I said, I kind of wanted to convey that to your listeners that there are those of us out there that are experiencing this and are dealing with it in, I think, a very adequate and worthwhile way as well. The other thing that I think I would like to convey to the readers and to your listeners is I want to write the kind of fiction where your listeners can read the story and relate to what is happening or identify with things because maybe they've either experienced something similar or they felt the same way as the characters. So it's important. That's why I said it's important for me to write from a very realistic standpoint when I write my stories, to write things that are factual in my stories, because not only can you entertain a reader, but you can educate them into things that they may not have been aware of, providing that you're using factual information. So those are, I think, two of the main messages that I would like to convey to your listeners and to readers in general.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as books. You know, one of the best things that a writer can do for a reader is allowing them to experience what the character experiences. So when I read a book, one of the characters is the one that I connect with, you know, not necessarily even the main character, but it's important to connect one of the characters because then you can feel everything they're feeling as they're going along the way. And that to me is the best way to read a book, to really get into it. So I totally agree with that. And I love that you write that type of fiction, Paul. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Paul a question, just dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including MBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to be Authentic.
Marilyn Redmond at angelinasgifts.com is a spiritual counselor, hypnotist, past life therapist, channels readings, teaches, and an artist of your angels. Call her at 253-845-4907 for your help, health, and happiness. She found a spiritual path into heaven on earth from addictions, mental illness, domestic violence, disease, and more. Her mediumship, counseling, and books at Amazon.com offer tools to enrich and empower your life. Contact her at AngelinaGifts.com or 253-845-4907.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
I'm Sue Matthews, the author of Paint Your Hair Blue, a celebration of life with hope for tomorrow in the face of pediatric cancer. PaintYourHairBlue.com. My book is about my daughter Taylor's journey through cancer. Your heart will break and soar, sometimes simultaneously, as you learn about Taylor's fierce courage and unremitting resolve to not permit cancer to scar her spirit or body. You'll come away from the book with a vivid understanding of how truly short and precious life is, and a greater willingness to add more color as we go along.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and we're here with special guest Paul Hulbert today. He's a veteran, a retired Army veteran who's also a writer. He has two books so far, Danger Down Under and Term Limits, and he shares about how writing has helped him deal with his PTSD. So, Paul, let's talk about your books now. Talk a little bit about Danger Down Under, your first book.
On Danger Down Under, I wrote some years ago, as I mentioned, while I was still in the military. And it's an adventure fiction set in Australia, actually around Darwin, Australia. And I guess you could say it's a little bit of an adventure science fiction, because I took my background from the military, and for most of my career in the military, I was a nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare specialist. And so I learned, and that's what I taught as well. I learned so much about those particular elements and how they affect living creatures and on the battlefield that I actually wrote this book and included the spillage of a dangerous chemical agent that was actually founded in Nazi Germany during World War II. And it was on its way to Japan in a submarine when the submarines were sank, and it slowly began to leak out across the Timor Strait north of Australia. Eventually, this chemical that leaked out had an effect on the wildlife, and we soon had an oversized, overzealous, overhungry Komodo dragon swimming the Timor Strait and making meals of the residents and tourists around that area. And we had a team that was trying to, of course, from the government, we always have to have that intrigue. We had a team that was trying to cover this up so that no one would find out about it. But we also had a group of castaways that were wrecked in a storm that found out, who wanted to get back to Australia so they could tell the public about it. So at the end of the book, we had a race going on between the cover-up and the disclosure. And basically, that's what the story is about. Then one of the main characters was an ex-Army veteran who, while he was not in that specialty, knew enough about what was going on to help the people on where he was stranded with survive. So I think there's a really good story there. There's a lot of adventure, and a lot of the things that I have happening to them are true to life.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds like so much fun. I got to go out and buy it today. Wow. Sounds great. So let's talk about, unless you have anything more to say about, you said you're just republishing Danger Down Under. Tell us about that.
Actually I did. My original publisher, they contacted me, and since I had been with them so long, that first book was a self-publishing effort while I was in the military, but they came back to me and said, you know, this is actually pretty decent. You've been with us for a while. We'd like to give you an opportunity to do a rewrite. So they actually did. They actually gave me an opportunity to do a rewrite, at no expense. And actually, as part of the upgrade, they provided me some new marketing materials for it as well. So I just recently finished the rewrite, and it was republished earlier this year. So if you do go look for a copy, look for the one that's dated 2019.
Okay, good. That's good information. Thanks, Paul. So let's talk about your newest book, Term Limits. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is one that my wife told me that if I wrote this book, we'd have the FBI knocking on my door. she also told me that she would claim she didn't know me if that happened. So you can imagine that. But really, term limits is you know, we've all seen what's happened in our country over the last few years, how we've become more divided, how, you know, politics in D.C. is no longer about what's good for the country. So I had the idea. I was sitting there talking to my wife one day, and I said, you know, I got an idea for a perfect story. And I didn't have the title yet, but I told her, I said, I think it's time for someone to go on a hunting spree. And, of course, she was kind of curious, and she said, well, what do you mean? I said, I think it's time for someone to go for someone to hunt congressmen. And she looked at me and she said, are you serious? I said, yeah, you know, I said, this guy's finally fed up with what's going on in Washington. And he decides that he's going to impose his own type of term limits by systematically bumping off congressmen. And he's a bipartisan killer. So it's not geared towards one party over another. He's fed up with everyone. And the story basically is about him trying to enact his term limits on the sitting Congress while the FBI is on his tail trying to catch him and stop him before he kills someone else. Now, wow. I will tell you one of the interesting things about this book is when it was first getting ready to come out from the publisher, and Olympia Publishers has it. The interesting thing about it was they were getting ready to publish it about 2 days after we had that shooting up here in Alexandria, Virginia, where the gentleman went on the ball field and was actually shooting congressmen on the ball field. And I imagine, Mari, you probably remember that as well as some of your listeners. And when that happened, my wife told me, she goes, well, thank goodness your book isn't out yet, or the FBI would be knocking on our door blaming you for that.
Yeah.
So
wow.
it was really a coincidence that happened that way. But it's still a very good story, I think. It's factual. There are things in there that I researched, things from my experiences. And, in fact, I'm actually working on a sequel to that book with a couple of the current characters. The sequel is going to be called Manhunt, and I'm about five chapters into the sequel to this book also.
Wow. You know, when we first got together and I was looking through your material and I saw the name of the book, Term Limits, I thought it was a politics book. I didn't realize it was a novel, you know, initially, and I thought, oh, you know, he's going to talk about limiting terms and all this stuff. But then when I saw what it was about, I'm like, this is really interesting. And having that shooting happen before is quite something else. That's pretty interesting. So let's tell people how to get a hold of you and your books.
Well, anyone who's interested, first of all, can go to my website. It's www.literaryvet.net. I also have my Gmail account, which is theliteraryvet@gmail.com. But if you go to my website, it will give you all of my contact information. Your listeners, anyone that's interested, can also sign up on my website for updates. They can email me from my website. So all of my contact information is right there at www.literaryvet.net.
Okay, great. And you can also find Paul on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page, and he's there with his picture, a link to his website, and a link to this interview that I'd love for you to pass around, let other people listen to it. Very good. So Paul, I know there's something else you wanted to share with the audience. Why don't you share that now?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Again, you know, I encourage your listeners, if you like to read believable fiction, I think you would enjoy my books. One other thing, and I continue to write that way in the one I'm working on now, but I did want to share something that for any of you that go to my webpage and sign up for updates, or if you want to go back to it, my wife recently, or not too long ago, bought me a ventriloquism dummy. So I have been training myself to use a ventriloquism dummy, and he is going to be my own personal literary critic. So I hope to, in the very near future, when I do local book signings up around Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C., one of my plans is to actually take Sarge, who I've nicknamed him, to my book signings and use him to entertain some of the folks who come by from my book signings. But I think you'll find it entertaining. I plan to post some videos on my website eventually as I do this, and you'll get a chance to see Sarge pick me apart and give me a hard time about my writing, as he likes to do.
That's so funny. So your own ventriloquist dummy is your worst enemy.
Yeah, he's my personal literary critic, yes.
How cute. Very good. Is there something else you wanted to share before we close off?
Well, no, again, Mari, I just wanted to thank you again for the chance to come on and share my experiences in my books with your listeners. And I've enjoyed being on with you. Again, anyone who's interested, you can go to my website at www.literaryvet.net and find out all about me and how to get in touch with me.
Fantastic. And make sure that you just spread this interview around. I love, Paul, how authentic you are. I love how you've shared from the heart. You did share about your PTSD. I know that those are difficult things to share. And I love how you've encouraged, you know, people to remember that there's different levels of that and that there is always ways to help. And you found your way in your writing, which is a wonderful thing. The even most wonderful thing about that is not only is it helping you, it's helping to entertain us. And so it's a dual, you know, it has a dual role of helpfulness and of goodness. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you so much for being with us today. And thank you for all for listening in. Make sure that you continue to listen to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We have guests three times a week sometimes. And make sure to go to my website, lifecoachmari.com, and check out Paul's website as well. Check out his books. And we'll see you next time. So thank you so much for listening in, and catch us at the next Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.